This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Through the Eyes of Love. Dear friends, love your neighbor, even if he plays the trombone. That's a lovely Yiddish proverb that reflects the essence, if not the sober tone, of this week's gospel. You see, few of us have the makings of a Mother Teresa. We'll probably never be called to drag the destitute and the dying off the streets into our homes. But chances are God will place lots of suffering people in our paths, either directly or tangentially. They may not prove to be grateful for our help, and more than likely, they'll be inconvenient and perhaps very annoying. But we ignore them at our peril. Not only are the poor always with us, but so are the frail, the challenged, the depressed, the aged, the troubled, the addicted. They're in our towns, our neighborhoods, even in our families. They come afflicted with every stripe and degree of pathology. They're of every age, race, and condition. But they have one single unifying characteristic. They, like each one of us, are made in the very image and likeness of God. Their immortal souls reflect their Maker. They're God's beloved, and Jesus died for each and every one of them, no matter their condition. They're our sisters and brothers in Christ, and we're called to love them. This gospel commands us to look past their brokenness and blemishes to see the beatific vision of Jesus beaming back at us. But to see Christ in others, we must learn to see them through the eyes of love. That is, through the eyes of Christ, who is God's love incarnate. Like other graces, that perspective, it's a gift from God, not an aptitude that we can acquire. But once that grace is received, it cannot be ignored. You see, it requires practice and prayerful application. Seeing through the eyes of Christ, living in His love, it gives every one of us the opportunity to stand among the saints, to be heroic, and to empty ourselves and be filled with God's grace. Commenting on the impact of those with special needs, Jean Vanier, the apostle of the developmentally challenged, writes, "I'm not sure that we can really understand the message of Jesus if we haven't listened to the weak, to people who have been pushed aside, humiliated, seen of no value. At the same time, through them, we see that we too are broken. Our handicaps are the handicaps of power, of elitism, of valueless values." In this, I feel particularly blessed. You see, I thank God for bringing my brother-in-law, John, into my life. What a shower of grace he brings. You see, from birth, John has been challenged by quadriplegic cerebral palsy. His developmental disabilities have been compounded by a range of autistic behaviors. Yet there's no one I know who loves or is loved more completely than John. In Proverbs 29, the Bible teaches us, "Where there's no vision, the people perish." God's grace is the power that drives this saving vision that you and I call faith. Faith forms the basis of an inspiring system of shared values. It instills a shared perspective on life. The operative concept of this gospel is to share the perspective of Jesus, to embrace His vision, to see the world through the eyes of His love. My friends, this week's parable poses the question, "Lord, when was it that I saw you hungry and thirsty?" God's conclusion and our instructions are contained in the answer, "As you did it to the least of these, you did it to me." We can't overstate the significance of this gospel. It's Christ's final public statement before giving Himself up to the cross. It's the climax of the ecclesiastical year. Yes, there's poetry here, but the message, well, the message is straightforward and imperative. No artful solicitation, no cajoling, no lofty appeal. We're told rather simply, "Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, nurse the sick, visit the imprisoned. See Christ and love Him in those in need. My friends, these are our marching orders in good times and in bad. And what better time to put this lesson to work? From Thanksgiving to Christmas, that's the traditional season of giving. Our love translated into the currency of time, talent, and treasure. That's what's needed now more than ever, both in our parishes and in our communities. Jesus has told us that where to look for him and how to find him. Now let's not keep him waiting. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.